With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana Supreme Court has ordered a temporary stop to Marcy's Law, the constitutional amendment approved by voters last fall, Corin Cates Carney reports.
The court halted Marcy's Law, which increases the rights to crime victims, until another legal case challenging the constitutionality of the new law is resolved. The constitutional amendment was scheduled to go into effect tomorrow. Chuck Deneau is the state director of Marcy's Law.
Crime victims in Montana have been anticipating these rights going into effect on July 1st, and criminal justice professionals across the state have been preparing. So I think this delay by the court is going to create mass confusion.
Marcy's Law received 66% of the vote last November, approving additional privacy rights to crime victims and their families and allowing additional participation and notification in criminal proceedings. Eric Sell with the Department of Justice says he doesn't expect the delay in Marcy's Law to create confusion among crime victims or county officials.
It makes little sense to have cities and counties move forward with expending resources to implement Marcy's Law with litigation pending.
The ACLU, the Montana Association of Counties, and the Montana Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers are suing to stop Marcy's Law from ever going into effect. The ACLU calls it a, quote, ill-conceived law, unquote, that will overburden the criminal justice system with unintended consequences. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
Fire season is off to a slow start this year, but state officials say drought conditions in eastern Montana and rising temperatures across the state could change that, Corin Cates Carney reports.
During an interim legislative council meeting today on environmental quality, Sue Clark with the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation told lawmakers that the number of fires so far this year is much lower than average.
However, a swath across the Missouri Breaks up into the northeast corner of the state is critically dry. And we feel we may only be 1 or 2 weeks from critical fire conditions in north central and northeast Montana.
Last week, Governor Bullock issued an executive order declaring a drought emergency for eastern and central Montana. Clark says weather conditions are becoming hot and dry across the state. She says news releases, radio spots, and social media posts are going out this weekend to promote fire safety over the 4th of July holiday. According to the U.S. Department of Interior, up to 90% of all wildfires are caused by humans. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana Health Department has issued temporary emergency rules for the state medical marijuana program. Today, parts of Montana's new medical marijuana program took effect as state regulators develop permanent regulations. The deadline to have the full regulatory framework in place is April 30th, 2018. The emergency rules released Monday clarify how the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services will regulate possession limits, testing laboratories, and manufacturers of marijuana concentrate during the transition period. The temporary rules include allowing the health department to issue licenses to marijuana testing facilities on a temporary case-by-case basis. This is so the facilities can begin to legally handle medical marijuana, though required testing doesn't begin until 2018. The emergency rules expire in 120 days. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is designating 15 North Dakota counties as primary natural disaster areas. That paves the way for emergency loans for producers in those counties and 19 contiguous counties in Montana and the Dakotas. Perdue has also expanded grazing on Conservation Reserve program land in the three states. The U.S. Drought Monitor map shows 25% of North Dakota in extreme drought. The worst areas are in the western part of the state. Small portions of north, central, South Dakota, and eastern Montana are also in extreme drought. Concerns are being raised over how the Environmental Protection Agency is overseeing the heavy metals cleanup in Anaconda. The concerns were voiced Wednesday during a meeting of the Superfund Task Force in Anaconda. Most of the meeting focused around the lead cleanup in residents' homes and yards occurring now in a neighborhood relatively close to the long-defunct Washoe Smelter. The smelter closed in 1980 after spewing tons of heavy metals into the air for nearly 80 years. EPA project manager Charlie Coleman says the EPA is learning as it goes along and stressed that the agency is trying to do better. Montana utility regulators say Northwestern Energy would have to pay about $20 per megawatt hour for power from a proposed solar power project near Billings. MT Sun had initially proposed a rate of nearly $64 per megawatt hour, and in late November, it rejected an offer of about $43. Northwestern is required to buy power from such renewable facilities, and if they can't negotiate a rate, the Public Service Commission sets it. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.